Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B-Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to part two of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, Best of 2024 episodes. Now, if you listen to the previous Best of episode, which Marcy was the host of, you would have heard a lot of the best moments that were from the first half of the year. Now, I'm here to showcase some of the best moments from the second half of the year, and believe me, there were a lot of really hilarious moments that happened on the show in the second half of the year. And I would even admit some of my favorite moments were actually from this period as well. To start off with, we're going to listen to some great moments that were from Colin's double feature that he did as part of our Shark Month series for the show, which of course were Puppet Shark and Jaws of the Shark. Now, these two films were absolutely insane, and they delivered some really hilarious moments. So, without further ado, here are some of the best moments from the double feature of Puppet Shark and Jaws of the Shark.
So, we should talk about, like, some of the ones that almost made the list, because there's so many good shark movies on here.
What is happening?
It's already
also
died.
It's not just sharks that are puppets, it's also the characters are puppets, too.
I think so. Oh, look, it's me in the morning.
I was going to say the exact same thing, Marcy.
I'm blue like that, too.
I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I kind of want that eye mask with it says doubt loading on it.
Yes. I like that eye mask. What can't he believe?
I'm blind, I can't see.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I got this eye mask on. Sorry.
He still doesn't taken it off.
I made that joke for it. Before, oh my gosh, he's got Donald Trump hair.
He's got little arms. Okay, I did not realize this movie was also with people as puppets, and I can't even right now.
I suppose, Marcy, if this was like just regular actors with sharks that are puppets, it'd just be a regular Mark Polonia movie.
Yeah, it would actually.
He got the ring out of the claw machine. That's awesome.
I love how the phone is just stuck to his head.
It's Velcroed.
And it's literally just foam.
Yes.
We called the wrong person. This is awful. I can't believe we picked this first.
It's happening right now. This is a thing that is happening.
Well, we haven't done a shark in this movie.
Bees. What is he cleaning? Is this performed by someone who's never puppeteered before?
He's a puppet guy with meth mouth.
And he already gave it a hawk tar.
This is like when Dots and I had puppets. Yeah, it is. I've done that. You've never done your eyebrows with your toothbrush after you brush your teeth?
No, not Colin, really.
Do you do this when you wake up every morning? Go up, put to the mirror.
He looks so happy. Look how happy he looked.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is winning best Tubi movie of the year.
Marcy, is you as a puppet.
Yes, Marcy is a puppet.
Really? So that's happy. Me as a puppet?
Yes.
Fuck you guys.
Look at that green screen.
She dresses better than I do. What's the matter with you people? And this movie's from last year. The green screen just surely should have been better.
That motherfucker ate my marshmallow.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh, we ate her own!
She's got a puppet bone.
Puppet bone?
Exactly. Oh, and she fainted.
Oh, it's got her up.
That arm is huge.
And he's not a big shot.
No, not Honey Pie.
Oh, you can see the strings.
It's giving it all the marshmallows.
Be funny if it was mushrooms.
And then he became a Republican.
Oh, it's Mersh. Hello, Mersh.
Oh, hi, baby. No. Mersh.
No.
He likes the puppets.
Yes. Marcy, does Freddy like puppets?
I don't want to say his name because he's been very annoying already.
Really think I care about Petta?
Yeah, at this point in time, I don't. Peter might actually boycott this movie because you can't portray pretend sharks.
Yes.
Wait, he was telling a story?
Yes.
Oh, fuck these little shit fucking puppet nerd little turtles.
Damn puppet nerds.
They made me so angry.
You're just trying to scare me, Dad.
Don't you get started, Bede.
I didn't start anything. I'm fine. I'm not a nerd. Nobody's going to turn me into a nerd around here.
Yeah, okay.
Exterminate, exterminate, and there's an owl.
Look at that owl.
I'm back to turn Bede into a nerd.
Fuck off. I'm going to give you a swirly, you stupid fuck.
No, I need to shoot Bede first. One more shot.
Stop it.
I will have my revenge on you, Baby Craven, and Marcy exterminate.
I kick your ass, you robot.
Oh no, I've become a nerd again.
Pete, I have to
floss
you.
Just
you.
Put him in the toilet and get it over with.
Baby Craven, we gotta do your science homework now.
And I don't also, want to do homework. I'm supposed to be toughening you up for the
event. Event, boy, you gotta have your homework done so you can pass your school and go on to kindergarten. And also, Marcy, since you're a girl, are you gonna ask me to the Sadie Hawks dance?
Hold on, this needs to fix me.
Oh no, she's got automatic. It's scary.
Okay, maybe this
will
work on Bede.
Yes, I'm looking over here. Oh. I'm bleeding. I need a Band-Aid.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, if somebody had a laser on them, they could shoot me back into normal.
I got the ear on.
Oh, my ears. I'm so dead.
Bring up your ass, you fucking man.
Let me try aiming at my ear again.
Oh. Oh, I tripped over. I need a hug. Ow.
Oh,
jeez.
Thank God you're back.
Oh, I was turned into a nerd again.
I need to flush you just to make sure.
Wait, don't.
This? Oh, why sweet. Are they wearing these clothes to go to a beach or, you know?
Lesbian camper.
Brunette sister.
That's just what they were credited as in this movie.
Oh, hello. Let's make that Jedi baby.
I'm popping a tent right now.
And no one can.
This guy has no idea. He has no idea what to do.
I see what you did there, Marcy.
I'm reading the subtitles.
My eyes are up here. I made my choice.
So did Colin.
What? God damn it. Their bitching is ruining the fucking lesbian thing I'm trying to watch and probably going to jack off to you later.
You've got blonde sister's boyfriend. No one actually has a name.
She sounds like the Stephanies. Oh my God, Stephanie. I want my boyfriend to look at my tits, but he won't.
Whoa!
Oh, and he's going to show me his dick.
Whoa!
Oh! Okay. This is a jackhammering going on here.
Oh God, here comes the land shark. The blown up shark in this.
Grunting.
Oh! Grunt.
That doesn't look like it's any good.
Oh!
What is that?
He's gonna eat his ass!
Fuck him.
What is this?
He's gonna eat his ass.
Oh, he's eating his ass!
She just came.
Oh,
those titties.
That was something.
Oh my gosh, there's too many people having sex at this camp.
What the fuck? It's got legs.
This is so tight. It's like a street shark.
Man, the left shark from the Super Bowl has gone mental this year.
They took too much meth.
You see the shark? Come here, you can see the shark.
Did she just call her loud sister?
Yes.
Yes. Because she's screaming.
Bush.
She wants to see the shark. She's being a bitch.
Oh!
Oh, there it is!
Oh! Oh, no!
He just runs off.
He just runs away.
Oh!
What?
What was that?
Are we sure they're not using the puppets from the previous movie in this movie?
I don't know.
And now
he's got a chainsaw.
He's got a chainsaw.
Oh my God. Ready then?
It's the Shark Chainsaw Massacre.
They just threw fucking spare body parts everywhere.
Colin, I just want to say, good pick. Really good pick.
Oh my God, what is this?
I don't know, and I'm obsessed.
I love this so much.
we are going to start showing
Colin, I think you found, like, if this movie keeps up, as keeps escalating, I think you found your, like, best Tubi movie contender.
This is one of the best ones I've seen. That's a slip and slide. Oh, I'm just high. Never mind.
Hello, yes, I'm Inspector.
Is that Hello, I'm Inspector. I was trying to find Louise.
Wee wee, I am the Inspector. Oh, and I do not have my pipe. Oh no, it doesn't show up.
Oh.
Wee.
Oh, it's shark teeth. Well, the detective's name is Sharklock Holmes.
That's so fucking bad. Dude.
He's like, these shark teeth.
You're such a nerd.
Let me get it.
That's really hey, this is a brand new hat. One, so this is the first one.
God damn it! Yep. He's right.
He's wearing a Sherlock Holmes hat.
I know! What is this?
He needs a magnifying glass. Where is he going to get that out?
He does. Indeed.
Yes.
It's a mystery indeed, ooh.
That's racist. Funny shoes.
So the murderer may have a shark mouth and funny shoes.
Apparently.
Baby Mersh, I tried to get you on the podcast. You didn't want to be in it. So you can go sleep on those plastic bags. Go. That's right. Oh, I forgot. She's probably freaking out because of the fireworks. She hates 4th of July.
No.
Come here, Mersh. I'll blow some weed smoke in your face. You'll be fine. Come here.
You like my big oversized pipe?
Oh, he does have a pipe.
He does. What is this?
Oh man, both Puppet Shark and Jaws of the Shark were absolute riots. Now we'll move on to our next film, which of course is The Amazing Bulk. Now this was the film that we did for our 4th anniversary show. Now for all those out there who don't remember, what we do for our anniversary shows is that we pick 2 films each, we put them up on the wheel, we spin it, and we let fate decide what film we're going to be doing for that episode. Now, The Amazing Bulk won the wheel. That was Marcy's pick, and it was a very last-minute pick as well. None of us had any idea what to expect from this film, but man, was it quite the experience. As you'll hear from the clips, including our conclusion to the Louise being accused of murdering Craven subplot. So that was concluded in this episode. So without further ado, here are the best moments from The Amazing Bulk.
Why do I get the feeling this is a type of movie that was just uploaded to Tubi rather than go for a distributor? Oh
was
my
this made
gosh.
On Windows 95?
Oh no, I'm getting flashbacks
was this a
to Food
2
Fight.
Game?
It could be.
What is this?
It's a Windows 1998 fucking
Fat Tuesday.
Plaza Cinema. Starring Buddy Weston. Oh, look,
are
it's
you
a sexy
sure
Audi.
We're not watching the scanner darky?
That is a sexy Audi.
But is that a real person walking on a green screen?
No, it's GTA, yes. Dude. It's GTA from fucking PlayStation 1.
I think it is a real person. It is a real
oh
person.
Oh my god!
Oh. What up, Hottie?
Hello, sexy Artie.
Right?
That's Cornwood when I need him.
It's on green screen!
Man, the 3rd Sin City movie's got really low budget.
So fucking low budget.
Too much color.
Yes.
Damn, Frank Miller fucking lost all his money. I guess that's all he had.
Oh my god, Stephanie.
Oh my god, Stephanie, I need to smoke a cigarette. And also, why am I in Sin City? Where's Marv? I need... Oh, here he is.
That guy?
Oh.
Oh.
Whoa.
That escalated quickly.
Why did you suck this instead?
Why didn't he take his dick out?
Yeah, it's...
Oh! Wow. Oh!
Shut up!
What the fuck is that?
What are you doing?
Are you fucking kidding me right now? This is the movie we're gonna watch.
Yep.
Look at that ass.
That's a hot ass for Windows 98.
Marcy's dead. Marcy's dead. He's
dead. Already dead.
That's going on the best of episode.
Dude, how did she? Dude, they shot that woman. That sucks.
I can't stop.
Well, the amazing Bulk's an already terrible superhero. He didn't stop that woman from being shot in the head.
No,
at all.
Why doesn't he have any pants?
He's a nudist, Marcy. He don't keep shape.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm just wondering why he's naked. Oh my god, I'm crying. Is there any trivia on this movie, Bede? I need to know.
I'll look and see if there's any trivia on this movie.
I just want to know
what the budget is.
2 cents?
Oh! He died.
He turned into a skeleton.
So, according to IMDb, this has a 1.7 on IMDb.
Wow.
Oh, there is trivia. I gotta read this.
Please.
Oh my god, Mersh, this is so fucking
How
bad.
Far into this are we and we've seen that bolt?
Not that far.
Okay, according to IMDb, the the budget of this movie was $14,000.
Oh, what? We could make a movie better than that with better than
$0
with that amount of money. Yeah, with no money.
Okay, it says here, the director of this film found many of the backgrounds on free stock footage websites that are listed in the credits of the film. He shot the film around what he had.
Monkey! What the fuck? I believe this is all fucking stock shit. Why is there a monkey in the room?
What is in the background? They're playing electric guitar in the background. Oh, it's some violin. Fucking Roblox character.
What is happening?
This movie needs boobs. That's the only thing this movie's missing so far.
Maybe we'll see him from the Louise Lasser character.
This movie was shot in 5 to 6 days.
No shit. That cost $14,000.
Also, according to this was shot in 2008, but sat unreleased until 2001.
They blew up the Institute of German Scientists. Why is he sitting on a piano?
I don't know.
I'm voting this for best movie.
It's Beethoven sitting on the piano.
Why is it playing with a rocket?
And that's playing the cello.
He's angry.
Angry celloist.
It's Beethoven.
Oh my god. Why is the monkey there?
This Louise Lasser and Steven Seagal XXX porn parody is really creeping me out.
Dude, right? With this monkey in the background.
He wrote that song about Louise. What was that song called? That was insane.
Strut by Steven Seagal. Look it up on Spotify.
Yes.
He's got a bad Jamaican accent talking about who he wants the punani.
I wanted the punani. Is this all like public domain music?
Yes. I'm assuming yes.
Yeah. Oh!
Look at all this stock footage.
Stock he's just blowing everything. Oh no, the Twin Towers. Oh!
He's oh, not CD!
Bye.
As long as it's not Melbourne, we're okay.
Yeah, they don't pay attention to Melbourne.
No, we need
not
that.
Not Stonehenge.
We don't need that. We don't need that shit.
Oh, it's going past Stonehenge.
And the Aztecs. And the
Colosseum.
Coliseum,
and the White House.
But it blew up the White House before.
But it blew up the White House. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. It's the last thing the fucking terrorists saw before fucking 9/11.
This movie was meant
to happen. Oh, that's St. Louis! That's the arch! No, don't fuck up the arch!
Oh!
No! No!
America!
All right.
You survived.
America, guys. We're gonna fuck everything up. We're going to war now.
Why is it fireworks?
It's 4th of July.
What does this have to do with the amazing bulk?
Oh, what are they blowing up now? They just blew up everything in the world.
I don't know.
Is he going rocket?
USA, baby.
Oh.
What is a doorbell?
It's a doorbell.
There's a doorbell. The door.
What the fuck is going on here?
Hello?
Oh, hold on. Let me check. No. Hold on. Let me check. Okay. I'm trying.
Dude, don't answer the door. What are you doing?
Wait a second. I'm opening it now. Oh, shit. It's you. Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser. I'm back.
Kid, run. She's a convention.
You're in Beads house? Get out of there, dude.
First of all, I'm here because I have something to tell you all.
This bitch is gonna kidnap Beat. It's like fucking, what's it called?
I'm
fucking
looking at these like unfriended satellites having sex. What is happening in this
so
room?
I mean,
oh, you guys are watching the porno Toby and I made ages ago.
Oh, that explains
it. We dressed
it.
Up as satellites and we decided to touch each other's modules.
Watch this. Anyway, so it's gonna be like, watch this satellite.
Oh, that's
when
Toby put his member in me.
Louise, did you have a purpose for breaking into Beat's house?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. First of all, I'm now back from being on the run because I have a bombshell to tell all of you. I know really tried to kill Craven.
You did.
No, it wasn't me.
It was proven.
It was someone in, believe me, honeys, believe me, it's a shocker. And it is someone in this room.
What?
Where did that come from?
Yeah, what?
I have a sound guy with me at all times. But anyways, I'm going to tell you, one of you is the one who really tried to kill Craven.
It wasn't me.
That other satellite couldn't get that other satellite an Uber home.
He couldn't get him off.
That satellite do the float of shame. The float
and
of shame.
There's Australia on the world.
Hear it. Do you want to know who it is?
Sure,
dude. Come on.
Sure.
I'll tell you who it is. The one who tried to kill Craven and frame me for it was Tamario Ghostolini.
What?
What? He's not even here.
Has he been here the whole time?
Hello, it's me, it's Mario Ghostolini.
Dude, what?
Did you try and murder Craven?
Yes. It wasn't me. I tricked Louise to put oregano in the pie, but it was actually by coma-induced ectoplasm, but the thing is, I am not really Tamario Ghostolini.
What is happening?
I'll
tell you who I am. Let me take off my disguise.
It was really me, Nicolas Cage.
Wait.
Oh, I don't.
What?
What?
All right. First of all, I'll explain why I tried to kill Craven. First of all, I wanted to play Craven in the Craven movie, but Craven told me I wasn't good enough.
So I decided to kidnap Tamario, who's hiding, who's stuck in my basement right now. And around the fireplace episode, I disguised myself as Tamario because I was going to play Tamario in a movie version of Captain Corelli's Ghost Mandolin. And I thought, this is a good opportunity for me to take my revenge on Kraven for not giving me the part of Kraven in his movie. So I decided to poison him.
But why have you been Tamario for 6 months?
Because I was practicing for my role in that movie. So I wanted to stay in character the entire time. So, yes, I've been Tamario these past 6 months. But the real
I
Tamario...
I could bullshit.
No, it's could... very this true. Is...
No. You didn't try to kill me. Luis tried to kill me.
No, it was me the entire time, Kraven.
You're not even really Nick Cage.
I am Nick Cage. You should have given me the part, Kraven. I could have been an amazing Kraven. I could have gone around and said things like, I'm Kraven the Hunter, where's Spider-Man? But you denied me the role.
I hate to do it to you, buddy, but you're going through the table.
Oh, so. Anyways, though, I better get back to playing.
It's me, Nicola Cage.
Oh, it's Nicola.
Just wanted to let you know that I've been looking after Tamario Ghostellini in the basement, and I've let him out now, but we fell in love in that basement.
Oh,
there's something I need to tell you.
No parachute.
Hello,
there's
everyone.
Something I need to tell you. Hey, it's Tamario, the real Tamario.
It's me, the real Tamario Ghostellini. What's been going on for 6 months, guys? I've been trapped in a basement.
Don't lie. We've been having sex for 6 months in the basement.
Are you pregnant with Tamario's baby?
Well, that is, I can't confirm or deny that Bede is not on the recording for some reason.
Yes, we, me and Nicola Cage have a child together. We fell in love. It was it was ghost home syndrome.
Yes, and I gave birth to some ghost babies.
Yes, do you want to meet our little one who we had a baby? Here's our little baby, Boobalini.
Boobalini.
Hello, it is me, Boobalini, baby Ghostalini.
What the fuck is going on on this show?
This is right. This is my baby Italian ghost.
I cook spaghetti and meatballs.
I'm way too sober for this bullshit.
Oh man, the amazing bulk was definitely an amazing experience. Now moving on to our next film, which is Muggsy's Girls, which is an 80s comedy starring Ruth Gordon. Now, I actually saw this the year before for Junesploitation, and after watching it, I thought, oh, this would actually be a really fun pick for the show. So I picked it this year as one of my picks, and I gotta say, this episode was an absolute riot, and the movie ended up being an absolute joy for all of us to watch. And I'm so glad that everyone on the show enjoyed this one, because this film is just something to behold. So without further ado, here is Muggsy's Girls.
Sexy Ruth Gordon.
Oh, God.
I legit thought she was naked for a second.
It's so much on OnlyFans.
Now, is she an ocelot or is she like a GG ilf?
That's an ocelot.
That is disgusting. That's what I say. Disgusting. That's what
Colin, you need taste in ocelots.
You know
I'm sorry.
Of?
Ruth Gordon could take me home and feed me cookies and milk. Flushing the nerd.
Did she just pay
Did Ruth Gordon have sex with Chad?
Chad paid for sex with her. Uncle Chad paid her. See, that's what she's worth.
Dude, she sounds worse than Louise Lasser. Like,
that's Louise's grandmother.
Yes.
Next time, eat my pussy right. All right.
Just because I'm dry, it doesn't mean I don't have lube.
Yeah.
Look at these tradies.
Get them out of here.
Look at these Weet-Bix nerds.
I do not want to touch his ass.
Sorry, guys. I got to swirly these fucking nerd kids in these ads.
They don't even have glasses. Get out of here. Stop being
mean fucking nerds for their fucking cereal. Fuck off.
You are really on one today, and I don't think you can handle this shit today.
I don't think I can handle this shit today.
You're gonna make me have to smoke more weed.
Oh, Ed, we're back. Right.
750, guys. 750.
You know how much Ruth Gordon is a legend? She's an Academy Award winner, but she has 4 other additional nominations, and 3 of them were for writing.
Oh. Good.
Yeah, that's true. I got an Oscar.
Yeah, good.
Oh, keep Ruth Gordon.
Keep that face off the screen. Keep it away.
All these young, hunky fraternity guys have been paying me for sex.
I think Ruth Gordon and Louise need to meet up and have their own sitcom.
Gingerlyn Lasser is my pimp.
Oh.
We make lots of tapes. Fuck off, nerd! Get in the toilet!
Rivers from Weezer.
Fucking help the needy? Go fuck yourself, dude.
Dude, look at that.
Help the nerdy.
Yeah. What a fucking wanker.
Dude, that was the biggest camel toe I've ever seen in my life with that girl on the back of that cart.
Colin, I think we're going to have an intervention with Marcy Beat over there. Hatred of nerds.
Dude, right? She's getting so mad over here. Why is Beat all laughy today? Is Beat high today?
Are they stealing the kids' pool?
I think they need it.
Fuck these kids. Fuck these kids.
I love these sorority girls. They are the best.
Like, listen, little girl.
These are Craven Sexy Annie's. Like, he taught them well.
He did. Cool.
That dude just checked
They're
that girl's
stealing
ass
the
out,
kids'
too.
Pool.
They are. I love that. The kids like, fuck you guys.
They're like, it's all right. We gave it a sucker.
They could have gone to Kmart to buy a $10 inflatable pool.
Oh, no, she's got poor. Oh, no, Laura Branigan's got a microphone. She's about to sing Gloria. I don't like the fact this nerd is trying to become sexy.
Why is she stepping on the draw? Don't nerd shame, because everybody knows. Is that an ad? No. Everybody knows.
Oh.
All you have to do is take your glasses off, and she shakes her hair, and then she's hot.
Well, that is true.
I mean, that is fair.
Listen, okay.
Oh!
I am obsessed with girls with glasses. Girls with glasses, just, I'm sorry, done, over. Like, I'm sorry, you're now my future ex-wife. What up, Robin Hood?
Look at these fucking pervs. Oh! Oh, and he died.
Yeah, he's dead.
He totally died.
He took a bump.
How are these guys not from jail for ripping off their underwear earlier?
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's the 80s. They let
the
80s,
you could commit fucking crimes without anyone caring.
Yeah, you didn't need consent back in the 80s.
It was
she's doing a shoey.
She is doing a shoey.
Is this movie sponsored by Pepsi?
Yes.
Guys, my next pick, I want to do Revenge of the Nerds.
You have to do the sequels, Craven, because that's when we do franchises, we always do the sequels.
Matt, no, I just, think it's see, a good
just
idea
to watch Marcy,
that.
Marcy lose her mind for like 90 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea for anybody.
You don't get a pick, Craven.
Did she pump herself up with fake tits?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've got to flush her again.
Ruth Gordon is, like, going off the chat again.
And those guys are all about it too. Like, ugh, I don't want, like, no.
Oh, the rep is taking his puff.
He's smoking. Look at him.
Oh, it's so taking cute. His shit on her hair.
The good thing about rabbit shit is just little circles and it's not sticky or anything.
That dude looks like Sean Gunn.
Oh,
get oh she's gonna. Oh! Here.
That's Timu Sean Gunn.
How much do you think they got that lady for?
It's another, oh, fucking,
another fucking nerd. He thinks he's gonna get laid and touch
kids. He's building her up!
Told you.
Oh,
the rabbit's smoking again!
It's eating the weed.
He's like, possessed by Kaiku Kaibu.
Oh, it's look, it's one of those indoor jacuzzi things.
What is that?
Listen, this movie is already insane. I don't even know what is going on in the rabbit on a fucking.
He's a disc jockey. No, he's a disc rabbit. He's a disc bunny.
No, you remember that that song that had like the cats on the fucking DJ wheel?
Oh, me?
Whoa. Okay. Oh, keyhole! Oh, what perverts?
Oh, I'm gonna come for real.
Ooh.
I'm not faking it, oh.
Mind you, they haven't even got to take it
go
yet.
Go ahead, put it in!
It's not already in?
It's not in! Yeah. It is!
Oh, it is in.
Fucking hell, it's like all my sexual experiences on screen.
Marcy,
so is it in? It is in. What the fuck are you talking about?
Marcy popped for indeed for that.
Marcy relates too much to this movie.
Fucking hell. Look, I'm not saying that I've slept with heaps of guys with small dicks. Sometimes they just don't know where the hole is.
Listen, I think it's really
that's my belly button, you dumbass.
Oh my god. Dude, don't tell me that. I think it's hot when a girl puts me inside of her. It's hot as fuck.
Oh, she
she popped the boot.
She did.
Oh, she did.
Oh. I won't swear with her. That was embarrassing enough.
She deflated the nerd. I forgot this movie was insane.
How did you forget?
I mean, there were things I remembered about it, but certain things I forgot about.
Well, thank fuck, dude, this is better than Delivery Boys.
Jeez. I need that Hawaiian Tropics hat. Did you guys see that hat?
Yes.
I need it so bad.
Why does it look like he's covered in cum?
It was fueled by Toby's ectoplasm, that play.
It was. Jack it off! Hello, my Jack name's it Jack off. It Off!
Best new character. How's that not one of our characters?
It's the second of all guys' uncle.
Uncle Jack and Off.
Oh, it's Dave Franco.
Oh, hello, it's me, Uncle Jack and Off!
Jack
off. I gotta go Jack Off!
Listen, this is Uncle Jack and Off.
That's even better.
Actually, it's me, Uncle Jack and Off. Me knowing me as Ted the Animal Record, where I have a new name now, it's Jack and Off.
First of all, that's our Uncle Jack and Off, and I wear the Sega Bowl, guys, and we're very happy that he's our uncle with that really cool name.
Oh, is Ruth Gordon gonna wrestle?
Yeah, boy.
Fucking yes!
Ruth Gordon's gonna slam a bitch. Sal Banditti, wanna wrestle?
Look at her! How do I not rate this movie 5 stars on Letterboxd? It's gonna get 5 stars.
She's all fucking on Percocets. She doesn't even know where she's at.
Mate, when I'm her age, I want to be fucking cool like her.
I'll kiss.
Yes! End him over, Craven.
This movie is wild.
We need more fucking stupid movies like this. Terrible Tawny. Oh!
That's
cultural
racist.
Appropriation?
That's so racist. I'll allow it because that's my country, but
it's females. It's female Tanaka.
Tatanka,
sorry.
What's his name?
Tatanka, sorry.
Tatanka?
Is that Nyla Rose?
It could be.
It could be.
It's Tatanka.
What the hell is that? Oh, fuck.
Listen, Rock. I'm
gonna give you one of these, and I'm gonna give you one of those.
Listen here, I'm the final boss.
You know what? You know what Roof Gordon is thinking right now?
Hey, Freak Show! We're going nowhere.
No,
you got 3 minutes.
3 minutes of heat time.
She's gonna break her hip.
I'll give one of these.
Oh, she's scissoring us. Join the coochie clutch.
She invented the coochie clutch.
Fuck it, oh, she did.
I like how it's obvious you can tell that it's not Roof Gordon.
It's obviously Betsy.
It is.
Obviously.
This is like the Hulk Hogan Andre the Giant wrestling match.
She gonna body slam her.
Yeah.
Oh!
Why are those guys in drag?
I don't know.
Because they're in hiding. So.
Oh.
From,
where are they hiding from?
Jackanoff and his guys.
Oh, Jackanoff is gonna jack them off if they get caught. Whoa! Yes.
Oh.
Superman punch, motherfuckers!
Ruth Gordon's all.
Acknowledge me!
Fucking oath!
I acknowledge you, my tribal Keith Roof Gordon.
She's my tribal mud wrestling chief.
Oh man, I still get a kick out of that episode. That was just a really fun one overall. Now, moving right on to our next film, which happens to also be another one of mine, which of course is The Amityville Exorcism. Now, this was a special episode because, as you heard from the Muggsy's Girls episode, this season of the show, Marcy happened to be possessed by a demon called Blue Zuzu, and she was just raging out on every nerd that she was seeing in on all of our films. So that decided to worry us, so we decided for this episode of the show to finally give her an exorcism. Did the exorcism turn out well? Were we able to get rid of Blue Zuzu? Listen to these best of moments from that episode to find out how that all went down.
It is.
Yo, 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 bros, it's me, the bros, this is bro, I'm back.
Oh, it's Russell Croserson.
No, it's just me, the bros, this is bro. Bros, listen, bros, I got that demon out of Colin before, I can get that demon out of Marcy, it shouldn't be hard.
That's true, bro. You did.
I'm curious to see where this goes.
Now that's just being me now, Blazuzu. Now, first of all, I don't even believe in demons, bro. I don't even believe in anything, bro.
It's a fake cemetery.
It could be, bro. No, those are real, bro.
Yeah, those are real. That's stock footage, though.
I need to make stock footage and sell it for Mark Palodia.
That was the
bro.
Bro, listen, bro. I think it's about time I exercise you, bro. Even though I don't believe in demons, bro, I believe you're possessed by a demon, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm gonna get it out, bro. Okay, I got my crucifix. I got my holy water. Hold on one second.
What's Walter White doing?
He's praying to Heisenberg.
Oh! No.
Is his eyes wide shut now?
All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Bro.
I got you, bro. All right, that's enough. Okay, he's fine.
Holy shit! Guys! Holy shit!
Oh, that wasn't his wife? That was his daughter?
Holy shit, guys. I think the Brosis is dead.
Yes, I killed him.
Shit. Like, literally, he's dead. He's on the floor. He's been punched out.
What
he's
is been that flooded. Bird cover?
Well, Bede, you are a
pimp.
Bede, you are a cleaner, so clean that shit up.
Yeah, well, hold on. Yeah. I better do that now. I better stop wiping. Hold up. I got to
start cleaning that shit up.
I hate it when I have to clean up after dead bodies at work. I don't get paid enough so for this shit. Yeah, I don't get paid for this shit, guys.
Guys, I think Blue Zuzu just made me murder that bro guy.
I think he's dead, Marcy. And I should know because I just stuffed him in the bin just a second ago.
I don't know what to do.
I don't think he's going to come back, guys. I think he's legit dead.
Who are you?
Marcy, burn all the nerds.
Oh, Zuzu! Stop the Blue Zuzu. Stop possessing me, Blue Zuzu.
Leave him alone. Leave Marcy alone, Blue Zuzu, you dickhead.
Dude, he's got a really nice car.
No, and my rage to murder him, and he's not a nerd, is rising.
Oh, there's one now.
Flush that bald nerd.
I gotta flush him.
They're both bald.
Help! Help! I can't keep
guys. I don't know. Like the Brosis was our only hope. I don't know how we're gonna like stop Blue Zuzu now. Oh. Oh, there's another doorbell. Let's go have a look. Hold on. I have permission from God. Oh, holy shit.
I have permission
it's
from
you.
God. I'm going to start using that about everything.
Guys, guess who's here?
Blue Zuzu.
G'day, folks. It's me, Russell Crocesist.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm here. I'm here to exorcise the demon from Marcy, and I'm also here with my assistant, Father Tugger.
Fucking Father Tugger, get the fuck out of here with that.
You leave Father Tugger alone, he's a good mate of mine. Anyways,
so he's tired.
Hey, I should know everything.
Processist.
Yes.
Your big accent sucks shit.
Well, you know what else sucks, Blue Zuzu? Your name, because you know why? Because you blue. Anyways, I'm here to exorcise the demons. I know everything about exorcising demons because I was in two separate exorcism movies.
Marcy, kill him. Yeah,
that's a pretty good
one. Flush the nerd, Marcy. Do it now.
You need to let the ghost out.
But he's Russell Crowe's
the ghost farted.
He's making me flush Father Tugger.
Hey, you leave Father Tugger alone. Father Tugger's he's a good priest. He's never done anything bad.
Set him on fire.
Now, you know what?
Look at that nice-ass Mazda.
All right, I think it's time, guys, to do the exorcism. All right, I cast you out, unclean spirit. I cast you out in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Craven in my upcoming movie.
Blood eater sucks.
Now listen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he who commands you, he who throws you from the gates of heaven to the depths of hell. Be gone! Be gone from this creature of God. Be gone in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I know you in the name of my movie, The Pope's Exorcist, and also my good... And also my good friend, Father Tugger. We cast you out. We cast you out, Blue Zuzu. We cast you out. And also go see my new movie, Kraven the Hunter, which opens in December. I cast you out. Demon spawn.
It's not working. I'm puking nerd.
All right, I'm going to have to use my secret weapon. Hold on, I got it.
Oh,
I got
no,
a fire.
Father Tugger's gonna get flushed again.
Oh no, not Father Tugger.
Can someone say Kraven the end of Kraven the Oh fuck yes, I'm out!
Come back here, Kraven, son. Your father, Russian Crow, demands it.
Nope. I was never here.
Also, I'm gonna have to use my number one weapon against the demon. There's only one way to fight a toilet nerd, an evil nerd-hating demon, is to use a toilet against him. There you go, Blazuzu. I throw you into the toilet, Blazuzu. No. Into the toilet you go.
Why is she going to stand with that butter now?
Be like Dennis Quaid and be flushed down the toilet.
You're gonna stab fucking stock.
And also, finally, here's a bomb for pleasure. Anyways, there we go. Marcy, I think I exercised the demon from you.
I think so. I'm just covered in Blazuzu's ectoplasm.
Yeah, that's the downside of being possessed. Oh, yeah, that's so by a demon like
I do tend to do that.
Yes. Susie, why did you blue me?
Well, now that I've actually had Marcy, what's the plan here?
Alright, Blue Zuzu, I cast you back out again. Leave poor Marcy alone, or I have to flush you down the toilet again.
This guy is hammered, and they're letting him barbecue near open flames.
And they're barbecuing the street.
It's America. That's what they do here.
This is the weirdest 4th of July party ever.
This is the weirdest right? Actual party.
This is how most step brother and stepsister fucking porn stars. Mm-hmm.
Keyword step.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Like 8-bit step.
Well, even though I'm still trying to figure out how this movie connects back to Victor Crowley, I can already figure out that house was the same house from Paranormal Entity and also the same house from Ghoulies Go to College.
Oh,
the house works, but that guy could just be like the brother of the main guy from Victor Crowley.
Yes.
What is under the water?
Oh! Oh my gosh! Ghoulie.
It's a ghoulie!
It is a ghoulie! The ghoulie's trying to flush it, bring it down to the pool.
Well, what they didn't know was they built a pool on the ghoulie's toilet.
Nah, she just got her period. Yeah, she just got her period, it's fine.
Listen, baby, I'm trying to cook these wieners, okay? Leave me alone.
He's trying to sunbathe.
I'm just drowning.
And it's like one of those small pools that you just build in the backyard. Like, look at it. Okay? Just stand up. Kind of small.
Yeah, it's 4 feet of water. You
just swam a couple laps. Oh my god, we have like just under an hour.
Oh my god.
I suppose we could have stretched out that exorcism a bit, but you know.
No, it went on long enough.
Yeah, okay, it was
look,
a little
I
too
needed,
long.
I needed that demon gone because I have not been okay lately.
Do you feel better?
That pool is
I do.
Bubbling.
Oh my gosh, that's the same train station from Sharkula. It's a cinematic universe.
It's the Mark Polonia cinematic universe.
Yes.
Is Sharkula still on Tubi? I feel like that got taken off.
I'll have to have a look.
I can look.
Justin was fantastic. He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
They're eating mac and cheese now?
Yes!
The sausages got two birds, so they had to eat mac and cheese.
It's like dinner's ready, and it was just like three sausages. And now they eat
up the
mac
hot dogs.
And cheese.
Did we actually do an actual exorcism on one of our co-hosts for the podcast? Yes, we did. Now, moving right along to our next film, which was the horror film Night Beast. Again, this was one of my picks from the year. And this episode also ended up being an absolute riot as well. And again, like Muggsy's Girls, I saw this film for Junesploitation in 2023. I thought this would be a really fun one to do for the show. And luckily, it ended up working gangbusters for all of us. And it also delivered quite a number of memorable moments as well, including our fascination with flannel, which is, I'm still laughing about. So, without further ado, here are the best moments from Night Beast.
All right, honey, it's time to drop off the kids and run away. We can't feed them anymore.
All right, kids, are going out for a pack of smokes.
Dad's not coming back.
Dad, you're not supposed to take us with you. You're getting a packet of smokes.
I'm leaving you here and leaving you to the wolves, sons.
I told you I had to take a leak.
That was a quick kiss, Dad.
Also, kids, you gotta start wearing flannel. That's the rules.
Even Dad's wearing flannel.
Coming soon, Tubi Tuesday flannel jackets.
Oh my god, yes. Is he wearing a Montreal Canadian t-shirt?
Uncle Dave?
Uncle Dave, look over there.
He's wearing a Montreal Quebec t-shirt.
That alien that's like sneaking up behind people.
Telling you, he wants flannel or he's eliminating it.
There better not be a T-Rex out here.
Oh, Jesus.
Uncle Dave's dead.
Uncle Dave kidnapped these kids from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, no, eh? Run from Uncle Dave, eh?
Why does this alien look...
That's racist, Bede. I'm offended.
You've offended the Canadian.
It's a puppet.
It looks like that... What was that movie I wanted to pick and you told me I wasn't allowed to because it was so bad? Was it The Suckling or something?
Oh, yeah, The Suckling, yes.
Why does it look like that?
Well, I mean, if you did pick The Suckling, you would deal with a lot of abortions.
I was going to say, isn't that movie about abortions? Isn't that an aborted baby in that movie?
Yes, that mutates into a monster.
So that's what happens when you have an abortion.
Oh!
Aliens hate flannel. I don't kill anyone that wears flannel.
Is this alien, is the flannel-hating alien related to Senator Victor Crowley?
Maybe.
Maybe.
He's wearing a Montreal t-shirt.
I told you he's wearing a Montreal fucking t-shirt. Oh.
Allegedly.
We can't say that anymore in this show.
Yes. See, what is the point? See, someone points it out and we can't do it anymore, so...
No, we don't want to anger not Tom Selleck.
Yes.
All right, I'll check.
Honey, you need to get a mustache so you can look like Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck wishes he was in this movie.
Going to get some smokes with the shotgun.
All right. I got my shotgun.
Everyone walks out with a shotgun.
America.
But it feels like they live out in the woods, so they might have to, you know, protect against bears, hillbillies, inbred monsters, deer.
Bubba the redneck werewolves.
Bubba redneck werewolves, a big candle or something that Batch is holding.
We gotta save them. Oh, there's the alien.
Are we sure it's not the aborted fetus monster from that suckling movie?
Woman screaming, men groaning. Oh, he pulled his guts out. Ugh.
She's just standing there screaming. She can't shoot her. She just waves it at him.
I'm not going to say anything, but I think that's the same shotgun from before. I think they could only afford one shotgun.
Yes. On they just reused it.
For a second then, I thought it said flannel rustling, but it was foliage rustling.
It's the flannel.
Look
Can
at
we
that
make
score.
Attack of the 50-foot flannel monster for Tubi?
Yes.
Colin, put that in the script. Oh, wait, he's not here.
Damn it, Colin!
We're safe back in the car. Nothing gets... Oh! He shot the whole car and the kids with it.
So he's got a gun that makes him disappear?
He evaporates him, yeah.
I thought the kids were going to be the main characters.
Nope. This movie, the alien's like, you think I care about kids?
You think I care about murder?
Voice mod, bring back text to speech.
Jesus. It's funny because it's true.
Why are the cops teaming up with a biker? What's happening?
First of all, this alien is trying to come to our planet and steal all our flannel.
Well, we can't allow it.
It's our flannel. We bought it with our own money. I'm still mad at you for voting for Luis. Well, I'm still mad at you for voting for Kramer. That was a locked vote because he can see this. A maniac. Politics is bullshit. I ain't even voting again. Yeah, I'm never voting again either. Let's forgive each other, brother. What are we yelling about now? We're going against aliens from outer space trying to steal our flannel. Oh, well, we don't want these hippie aliens that's going to take our good flannel. You can have our crappy flannel. The one that has holes in it. We need our good flannel. It's cold up here in Canada. Oh, that cop is dead.
Oh, no, he's on sparkling fire. My megaphone broke.
Honky Cornet, is that you?
You got me. It's really me, Honky Cornet. I'm gonna book this alien in my new wrestling promotion, and I keep starting one every week.
Because the old one fails?
No, I just forget it existed.
That's... No.
I haven't settled on a theme or who I actually want in my promotion, except for my tag champions and my world champion, but maybe this alien can help us out there now.
Oh, I know how this scene always begins.
Well, dear, let's get your pants off. Gotta check if that lady gave you a circumcision or not.
Are you diet... Sheriff, are you dying? Do I have to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation
Sheriff,
on your penis?
Sheriff, I don't want to alarm you, but you might need to get into some blue chew.
Yeah. Seal that deal.
Mm. And blue chewzu is always got some specials going.
Oh, I know.
What are you doing?
I want to get a shower and get a clean uniform. This was a mess.
Do you want to join me?
She doesn't have a speck of dirt on her, but okay.
Oh.
He's like, oh, I'm going to see me some titties.
Oh.
Whoa,
now. Here we go. Wait, where? Now I can find the sound. There we go.
There we go. She's not even wearing a bra underneath that.
No one wore a bra in these 80s for anything.
I'll just lay here and start to jerk off till you get out.
He better not get the cum on his leg stains because it's his coming leg. Oh, we missed her having a shower, even though she's completely dry.
No. Oh, you missed me in the jacuzzi where I do my best speaking.
This is why we don't have good ideas. We're not in a jacuzzi to get them.
Is it just me, or does his fro get grayer and grayer as the movie goes on?
It gets curlier as well.
They're putting more baby powder in it.
Gentle piano music. Transition to the same shot.
We'll just transition in and then transition out of the same scene.
And that's the sex scene.
Can I take this shirt off? No.
No. I don't have a... Oh, no, I do have a bra. It's all right. And he's got a shirt under his fucking thing and she had nothing on.
Shirts off!
Shirts off!
This is so fucking amazing.
Do you like my tan boobs?
Oh, look at his tits!
That transition from his nipples to her nipples.
Look at that butt.
He's got a butt.
I like them too.
Oh. The tan's going on here, and he's just lily white.
Do you like what you see?
Let's get back up and do that again.
He's all like,
I'll give him one of these. I'll give him one of those.
This is more awkward than the sex scene in the room. Whoa, she's got a bit of bush. And it's more noticeable because she's got the tan line.
Yes.
The tan is not hiding that the drapes don't match the rug or whatever.
Hey, it's Stephanie.
Oh my God, Stephanie.
Oh my God, I'm Mary Jane Stephanie.
Oh my God, Stephanie, I'm so drunk. Why am I dating a really ugly mare?
Technically, isn't that Cherry Lulu?
It kind of is.
Her name's Mary Jane, so I feel like she's the Mary Jane weed girl. Who's also a Stephanie, somehow. Where did they find this house? Because it's got the most random shit everywhere.
Wait, this is a house?
No, they built a set.
He's fallen asleep with his shirt out, shirt open.
He got tired from all the casting couch.
Action. See, this is what I love about movies that were either made in the 70s or the early 80s. Like, the hottest women are always paired up with the most average-looking guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, distant, crashing.
Just like in real life.
Steven, why isn't your name Stephanie?
Why am I drunk on half this?
You know where Louise... Do you know where Louisa's, like, wide stash is?
I thought that was an alien in this movie.
They could only have the alien for 5 days.
Because they're going on about the governor, and I don't know what the governor has to do with this like guy. Jaws. Is he the mayor?
It's like Jaws.
Yeah, but they're trying to impress the governor. Sorry, Batch.
It was Benicio del Toro was the alien in this movie. Nobody knew.
Oh my gosh, where's the red wine, Stephanie?
Oh, there's a secret door.
So that alien was like hiding in that cupboard for like waiting for someone to open it up.
Picture in the background. He's dressed like Dracula or some shit.
Ew, I'm scared that if we're going to see his dick and balls in a second he's in a robe. Oh, thank goodness.
There's a picture of him dressed up as Dracula next to the horse's painting.
Marcy, that's
very weird decor.
Marcy, that's a picture of... See, that painting of those two horses are Camilla Parker Bowles and Sarah Jessica Parker. Leave them alone.
Stop insulting horses.
Oh, honey, Stephanie, you're not down there sleeping with an alien, are you?
He couldn't even afford a robe that didn't have holes in it. What did the alien do to her?
Is the Tom Selleck a mustache convention down here?
Why the hell are you screaming? Why screaming?
Oh, she fell in paint.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, it...
That's amazing.
Marcy, that's the YouTube clip.
Yes.
Straight to an ad.
1 hour, 1 minute, 33 seconds. That was incredible.
Do you like decapitated heads? Have some raspberries.
Fucking yes. What are these ads?
Remember when that guy's head was pulled off by the alien? That was cool. Remember that?
Hey, remember when they had the glitter gun and he shot the guys and they became invisible?
I remember.
Yep, Night Beast was a good one. Now moving on to our next film, which just happens to be a pick of Colin's, and it was his Christmas episode, Once Upon a Time at Christmas, and... Again, none of us had seen this film before, prior to watching it. We didn't know what to expect, and a lot of stuff happened on this one, which was absolutely hilarious, but two things happened on this episode that were just absolutely insane, which of course were two stories that Colin brought up. Without further ado, here is the best moments from Once Upon a Time at Christmas.
Dude, how are you getting that noise from my bedroom, bro? You guys want to hear a really funny story?
This is a Lionsgate movie?
for something. Apparently,
it is a Lionsgate.
Have we moved up in the world of Tubi?
So,
what's your funny story?
Never mind. I can't tell this. I can't tell this story. I'm gonna get banned for life. But God saw me fucking the other day.
Is that why God has hate? And
that's why we have heat right now. Because
that's
accidentally
brilliant.
I left my camera on in Discord. And he's he was in there with me too, thinking that I was in there, and he was just waiting for me to come home. He went to go get food and his fat ass walked by his screen and saw me fucking.
I'm gonna go.
I think we have a
like...
Well, continue, Colin. Continue.
That's the story. Yeah, God saw him fucking.
He's just fingering her like in high school. You guys remember high school sex in the car? I remember. You guys want to hear another funny story?
No, never happened.
No.
Dude.
I was abandoning
Listen, time, here's another funny story. So one time, my high school girlfriend and I, my first high school girlfriend and I, we were in my Buick Skylark. We were making out. We were doing all the fancy fingerings, and I was getting a hand job. I had one of those old phones, right? Like the old Nokia bricks. Well, I didn't know you had to lock the keys, and I fucking pocket dialed my mom as I was getting blown. It was insane.
So it's the moral of this episode is if you're Colin, don't have any electrical devices around when you're having sex.
Right? Do not have electrical devices around.
Oh!
Or monetize that shit.
Something's
happening now. Right. Finally.
Oh my gosh, Chad. Aren't the clouds trying to kill us? Oh wait, that's not Art the Cloud. Never mind.
This isn't Terrifier.
It's backdoor Santa.
Oh, he's got dynamite! Or is it a flare?
I think it's a flare.
It's a...
But somehow set the car on fire?
It's like the How Joker and Harley Quinn on,
They're inside
on their Christmas
the car.
Story.
They can't unlock the doors from the inside? What
nope,
the fuck is going
not.
On? Like, they're in the car.
Also, the fire's around them, not... it is on this... Shop, but
nothing
it wasn't before.
Okay.
You can see the
nothing
flame
is blocking
stuff to set it on fire on the car.
Dude, nothing was blocking those doors. Why the fuck couldn't they get out of the car?
Now, moving on to our next film, and I've saved the best for last. So, during the second half of the year, Marcy did her Patreon poll pick episode, which she put down a couple of films that she wanted us to do for the show, but of course left it up to our Patreon subscribers to pick for us. And the winner of the poll was the Italian horror film Night of a Thousand Cats. Again, we did not know what to expect from this film. And I gotta say, without a shred of doubt in my mind, this was definitely one of the best episodes we did for the show. And you'll understand why that is based on the few clips I've picked from it, because this episode was insane, just as much as the film as well.
Oh, this is just how Craven got all the sexy arties to work with him.
Totally.
Yeah, but they turned on him when they
realized like his jacket.
I just like his whole outfit.
Right? He's got a fit on him, like real nice.
Wait, that guy's his butler?
Yes. Oh, I can see her nipple fair.
Whoa, that's very see-through.
Let's Where's go, the, dude. I would have never noticed that. Never.
And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
Right?
Look at my tits.
Oh, that's my girl. I want her autograph so bad. I'm going to email the fucking
OnlyFans people and be like, let me get a Just Flux autograph, bro.
But we'll see if we can try to get Just Flux on the podcast one day.
Bro,
that's a bad idea.
Die.
I would die. Can't go well.
We'll have to ban Toby, Tamario, and Colin on the show.
Yeah, I can't be on that. Like, she'll... Yeah, I'll be telling her straight up.
For dinner?
Marcy, it's a hash brownie. Leave it alone.
It looks like a turd.
Yeah. They're hungry, all right? That's all they can afford.
Dorgo.
Right? Look at that. They spent all of their money on all that decor.
They spent all the money on candles.
Yeah.
What candles? What
music? Those are, yeah.
I think this Dorgo.
What butler?
The butler guy needs to be a Best Supporting Actor nominee.
I think so, too.
Oh my god, he's eating penis.
Nothing.
He's
not her
a turd.
Dick.
He served him a cooked dick. What is this movie? Oh, there's a cat.
There's a cat.
Oh,
damn. They really don't care about PETA.
Bloody hell.
They give zero fucks. He straight up grabbed that cat. That cat's in hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Dude, I've done that. Oh my god.
Ew.
Dude, it always lands on their feet. They always land on their feet. It's fine.
That cat landed on its feet. And there's a thousand of them.
Fuck you, motherfucker. He tossed the shit out of that cat.
Call those cats are doing gang signs back at him.
He Gene Snitsky'd the cat. It wasn't my fault.
That's Mersh, bro. That's Mersh.
I don't think we could have a better tribute to our beloved Mersh.
Beat's dead.
My stomach hurts.
I'm in tears.
Oh my god, this movie
has escalated quickly.
It has.
What the fuck is happening?
He said, fuck this shit out of that cat. Dude, I gotta go back later and watch him throw that cat again. I hope he throws another cat.
That needs to be on YouTube.
A big funk rock.
Only got was there on period.
Yeah.
Tag team.
Upbeat funk, gonna give it to you. Upbeat funk.
Oh, we found one.
Look at her fucking cone titties. Like,
look at that cone outfit. Oh, just come up in that helicopter.
She knows him. She's like, oh, honey's back. She's like,
where
maybe I get to
land
go to
the helicopter.
In the pool.
There's nowhere else.
On the bill. Like, she's like, what the fuck is going on?
Louise is ringing her for some red wine tips. No, don't come back, Louise.
Now listen here, honey. No. Don't go with him in that helicopter. He's dangerous. He doesn't have red wine.
Ways.
And also, your code boobs are sticking out, honey.
I want also, that
to feed you to the cats.
Also, do you want to buy a copy of the Lhasa Sutra?
Hello, Louise. It's me, Sandy Friction. You're standing. I think you should go with him in the helicopter.
Sorry, I backed out at the last second. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
She peaced out.
He's like, fuck.
I think she was only just here while that phone call was on. Yeah. Did she just jump onto the helicopter?
No, she didn't.
What is happening?
He peaced out when she ran away and took that phone call. Like,
he was pissed.
Yeah, he was pissed.
He's on the prowl.
God damn it.
There's got to be a sexy Annie around here somewhere.
Does he just look for women bathing at pools, or?
I mean, if you're a serial killer and you're stalking people, you could be a little less inconspicuous
than
flying around with a helicopter.
He's looking for... Oh, no!
Yes!
Too young.
Oh, my God! Is he going to feed her to the cats?
Yes. This is just like Grand Theft Auto.
It is.
I think this might actually be
someone needs to get Cletus Cornwood to catch this guy.
I think he might actually be a young John Derek.
Shouts out.
Ooh.
Shouts
that
out.
Was Bo Derek when he met her.
Shouts out to
so bad.
It's the prequel to Ghost Card Do It.
Is he having second thoughts on that little girl? Because I wouldn't
I don't
be. I'd be like, yeah, fuck this bitch.
Oh, he's coming around.
This movie too.
I don't know. Oh, he's circling around the kid.
Yeah.
Say like what you will about Art the Clown. He only kills kids. He doesn't feed them to the fucking cats.
Mm. Listen. Cats got to eat too, okay? Especially.
Cats are eating well at this
especially
point.
Especially in Spain. Yeah, dude. They're eating human.
No, he's
you
definitely
know,
coming
that's
around.
Top quality ass meat. That's
called the lamb. If called the lamb has taught me anything, that's a lot of meat.
yeah.
Oh,
he's like, I'm a fucking. I got her now.
I don't like where this is going.
I think this is how.
I mean,
John
he's
Derek
just
met
gonna
Poe
give
Derek.
Her. he's just gonna
what?
Give her candy.
Oh,
her
mom's
a helicopter
there.
Ride. Oh, mom. Finally, this creep ass motherfucker.
Like, why is this
trying
fucking
to get my
man
daughter
in our yard with a helicopter?
And why isn't she freaking out?
Yeah, your dad is getting ready to leave. Yeah, why isn't she freaking out? Like, what is this pedophile doing in my backyard with a fucking helicopter?
I think this is how people used to perv on people before drones.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're right.
I can't wait to watch this movie with somebody that will laugh like a motherfucker and get this movie because this is
honey,
fucking so dumb.
Honey, it looks like that stalker with the helicopters are around the house again.
They're not even fazed by it either. I'd be like, the fuck is this dude doing back here?
This is never
like,
day I'm
like, get
to
the
them.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, they're
at
like,
least
it's
he
cool.
doesn't
it's GTA in real life.
At least he doesn't have a video camera.
he does probably. He's rich. You saw his fucking castle feeding all those cats and shit. How do you think he feeds all
at
his cats?
At this point, wouldn't you be calling the police for this fucking helicopter just circling your house?
I mean, you gotta kidnap rich people's kids. Meowmix is expensive, yo.
Meowmix is expensive, yo. But why does he have all these cats?
Well, he got one cat, and there was like...
Why do they eat human meat?
Marcy, you know what he was thinking? He got one cat, is like, you know, my cat's a little bit lonely. Maybe I could get a little friend. But then again, you know, these two cats, maybe they want a little friend. Oh, wait, maybe these three want a little friend. And then it escalated from there.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I just need Rocky. That's all I need.
Rocky doesn't need any siblings.
His house probably smells all of cat piss.
Mm. Yeah, how could anyone not smell like all the cat stuff?
Yeah.
Gee, don't make it obvious, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm just stalking here, like, yeah, man.
I like it. Hugo Stiglitz's choices of scarves in this movie.
Yeah, he's not conspicuous at all.
What are those lotto numbers? That's definitely not a phone number.
Oh.
Oh!
So I didn't realize Creature to Jar is actually in a bisexual relationship now.
He's into the whole Toby Louise Ninja Terminator Tubi, the Sandy friction thing.
That is true.
Yeah, he fucks up
really
polar bear.
Polar bear's
hey, don't put Sandy friction. She's not part of that kinky threesome.
No, she just stays outside.
And watches.
Mm.
It's like the Determinator Tubi.
She's an unpaid intern.
Peaceful orchestra music. Followed by upbeat funky music.
Literally, is this movie is just different music.
Who's clapping? Bells ringing.
What, is he trying to take him on horse rides? Carriage rides now?
Yes.
Yep.
He's got an army of vehicles he can kidnap women in.
He literally does.
He's got a helicopter, a motorbike, a horse, and carriage. He's probably got a Zeppelin or whatever those things are called.
Well, there you have it, everyone. That is a wrap for part 2 of our Best of 2024 episodes of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. On behalf of myself, Marcy, Batch, and Colin, we hope you enjoyed both these two-part episodes, and we also hope that you had a great time with us throughout 2024 with all of our episodes. And I have a good feeling that 2025 is also going to be a pretty hilarious and outrageous year for the show. So stay tuned for what we have coming up throughout the year. And now keep a lookout next Tuesday for our annual 2024 To Be Tuesdays podcast Golden Rotary Phone Awards, in which we honor the best and the worst of the films that we have covered on the show throughout 2024. We always look forward to doing this award show every year, so we hope that you all tune in for that one next Tuesday. Now, before I wrap up the show today, you can find all information on the To Be Tuesdays podcast over on the home of the website, which is supermarcy.com, and as well as you can listen to the show on all podcast streamers everywhere, but you can find links to all of them via our Linktree link at linktree.com/the To Be Tuesdays podcast. If you want to support the show, you can head to our Patreon page at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And as just as low as $1 a month, you can get all early access to all of our episodes, including all of our video versions of our episodes, which you can only find there on Patreon. So you'll be able to watch the film along with us as well. So plus you'll also get some other really cool, awesome bonuses, early access and content from our other podcasts on the Super Network as well. So, yep, that is a wrap for this best of episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And we'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. See you, everybody. Bye.